Hello, dear listener. This is Basement Gaming episode 49. My name is Herb, and I am joined by my dear cousin Brigham.
Salutations.
So this week, Brigham and I pose the question of how developers should handle the release of remastered games. Should gamers be paying for graphic upgrades? If you enjoy the show, please feel free to follow us on Twitter at BasementGaming9 and your podcast listening app of choice. And also, share the show with your gamer friends. With formalities out of the way, welcome to Basement Gaming.
Herb.
Yo.
I have to say, for those of you who don't know, I am moving to Seattle in a couple months. Me and wife are moving out to Seattle. And like I've said before, I have a job at Microsoft. I'm working there. And I was just showing her my possibly new living place. And I'm still in shell shock by how cheaper it is to live. How much less you're paying over there in Texas, Herb. Like, it just hit me that you pay less than I do right now in freaking Virginia, middle of nowhere, Virginia.
Really?
Yeah, you do. And I was like, oh my gosh, it's crazy, dude.
Yeah, and I have a whole condo.
Yeah, you have a whole condo. Your place is definitely way bigger than mine, and I still pay more. Something's wrong with this picture. I don't know.
That's why you're living in the big and bustling city of freaking Charlottesville, Virginia.
Yeah, for real, dude. Oh my gosh. Well, I guess now I know why everyone's like just like mass moving over to Texas. That's insane.
Yeah, I need that's that cool. to stop because that's gonna keep driving my prices up. Yeah. Why are you saying this, Brigham? You're gonna spread the word.
Oh yeah, you know, actually, yeah. Oh, don't move to Texas.
Yeah, don't. It's awful here.
It's so expensive. Yeah,
it's like 100 degrees all the time. You know,
they just cut off your heat too in the wintertime. It's miserable. Yeah.
Right. My walls are still not painted from freaking. I still need to paint my walls. I'm being lazy. Anyway.
Are you gonna paint them yourselves? Yourself?
Yeah, I guess I should, right? Because it's just it's way cheaper to do that than hiring someone.
It'd be a fun house project too.
I don't know. I need to like harness my inner Hank Hill to really get behind these house projects. I'm not quite there yet. Like yeah. I'm like a little bit there, but like I don't really.
We should do it while you still have people living with you. You know, get Stefan. You should have had my mom help you out whenever she was right. staying there. Yeah. Extra hands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Well, speaking of remodeling and updating.
Good segue.
Yeah. We're talking about remasters today. So we're in a new generation. So I think previously we talked about like what games we would like to see remastered. Like old games that we'd like to see remastered into newer consoles.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that obviously that's not happening, but developers remaster games all the time, especially when a new console like the PS5 come out and the Xbox Series X and S are out. It's very common for them to go back and remaster their big titles from the previous generation, especially if they came out just a few months ago. So I, you know, started looking into remasters and seeing like, okay, what game do I want to see upgraded to PS5 graphics and all that stuff. And I noticed that all the big remasters are priced. Like, you have to pay for them regardless of if you own the PS4 version or not. Like, they're not completely free. So I just wanted to pose the question to you. It's like, does that feel normal to you that, like, if I own, essentially right now, if I own the PS4 version of Amazing Spider-Man, and if I want to have the PS5 remaster of that game, I either have to buy the, like, Ultimate Edition of the Miles Morales Spider-Man, which comes with the remaster, or I have to upgrade my current version by paying $20, and then I'll get the PS5 remaster of the original Spider-Man. So that's an example of how they're doing it right now. And it seems to be pretty consistent in other games too. So like, how do you feel about that? Does that sound fair to you?
You know, it kind of depends on how much work is involved. Personally, so there's no one size fits all in my mind. I think that the Spider-Man thing is a interesting middle of the road kind of approach where you do have to pay if you have the base game, but you don't have to pay the full price. Maybe that's fair. I think of games like the new Diablo 2 Resurrected, so the remastered version of Diablo 2, that's going to be it's only $40, which is not a full, it's not a full price game, but they're charging you money for it. But I'm totally okay with it because they're, you know, they're adding a bunch more to it, right? Like they're up-raising the graphics by a lot, and they're adding a whole bunch of like back-end functionality so you can play cap cross progression between console and PC and things like that. So whenever they add a bunch of things to it, I think it's fine. Whenever it's just an up-res though, like a PS4 to PS5 level of an up-res, and they just, you know, maybe increase the frame rate as well, that should be free. At that point, that's like playing on going from a crappy PC to a better PC. You know what I mean? In that case, it's like, if I'm not paying to get better graphics on a PC, then why should I pay to get better graphics on a console? It just seems kind of weird these days, especially since consoles are so much like PCs and how they're so iterative. And, you know, we have like PS4 and then PS4 Pro, then PS5, there's, you know, the Xbox Series X and S. There's so many different iterations. They're going to come out with new ones over time. It just makes more sense that if you're going to do these small iterative changes and unlocking frame rates, things like that, it definitely should be free in my mind.
Yeah. So I think the devs at this point are kind of agreeing with you. So the big example about just an up-res is The Last of Us Part 2. It just got an up-res. So it honestly just went up from 30 FPS to 60 FPS. There aren't a lot of graphics updates. I was reading through an article and they're saying there's like some small performance things here and there. But the resolution is still at 4K, or not 4K, it's 1440p. And it's just they just unlocked the 30 FPS up to 60. And that was just a free patch that you could just download for free. Nice. If you own the game. So I think they agree with you there. I don't know how I feel about it. I feel like for the Spider-Man one, it feels weird to be paying money for it. I don't know.
The Spider-Man one, in my mind, I said that's like a middle way to do it. I think that one, from what I understand, they're only up-resing, they're upgrading the graphics in terms of they're adding 4K textures, right?
So they did 4K. They reskinned the main character. They added the performance mode. They added the same performance modes that you can get for Miles Morales. So they did. Yeah. They added like the ray tracing, and you have like this fidelity mode with ray tracing and like better resolution and better like graphics and stuff. And then you can also go up to 60 FPS if you want.
That doesn't seem like enough to me to justify making you pay. That's kind of annoying. Even though it's just $20.
Yeah.
Because $20, I'm not gonna like, you know, get my pitchfork out, but it is annoying.
Yeah, it just feels weird because like I own the game, man. And,
yeah.
Like it's just an upgrade. I feel like that could be that's just a patch, you know? You could just patch that in. It felt strange that I had to pay $20. Like,
did you pay you got that?
Yeah, I got it. I got nothing to do right now. So I just did it. It was like, it's like you, like, I'm not going to get the pitchfork out, but I was like, if you're going to make me pay for it, it's just $10, you know, it's like $10 is fine. 20, that's like, that's cause for concern. It's like, really? 20? I don't know. Like, you didn't have to reskin the character. That was the weirdest part about it too. Like, they changed the character model. Like, why? Why'd
you do this? Yeah, that just seems weird. And that's the thing too. It's like, you didn't have to do that. So I don't feel bad saying it should be free because you're giving me something I didn't even want in the first place. I don't know. It just seems weird. Yeah, that's a weird thing. Did you hear about Ghost of Tsushima getting a PS5 upgrade?
Yeah. See, okay. Yeah. That one is a lot more extensive.
Yeah. It's like it's called the director's cut, if I remember.
Yeah. So there's more content, a whole new zone, and it's like up-res too. So you're paying for a lot whenever you pay for that. Mm-hmm. Now, there's a couple things here. Depending on where you are in terms of like your ownership of it, you pay different amounts. So if you already own Ghost on PS4, you can pre-order, you can get the director's cut for $20 on PS4. And then if you own it, if you want to get it on PS5, you can upgrade it. If you bought the PS4 director's cut, let's try to keep this together. If you have the PS4 director's cut, you can upgrade to PS5 director's cut for $10, $9.99.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't have the PS4 director's cut and you just want to get the PS5 director's cut, it's $30, $29.99. If you own just a regular PS4 Ghost. Like for me, if I want to play Ghost Director's Cut on PS5, I'd have to pay $30 because all I have is just a regular PS4 game.
Mm-hmm.
So we got from $10 to $30, depending on like your ownership, like $10, $20, and $30. So there's like three steps to it. Like, what do you think about that?
It sounds complicated. I don't know. I think that, honestly, from what I've heard for that game, because you're adding a whole new island to it, right? So,
yeah,
I guess that's a cool thing that they're making it like a small upgrade for people who already have it. What was the $10 version again? How do you only pay $10?
The $10 one is if you have the PS4 Director's Cut.
Oh, I see.
And you want to get the PS5 Director's Cut, that's $10.
Yeah. See, so, that shouldn't have been, yeah. That should just be free. Like $10? Are you serious? Are you trying to pinch pennies out of these people, like your fan base?
Yeah.
That just sounds so ridiculous. Cause at that point, like, yeah, you already have the content. You're paying $10 for higher textures, which is like, I know, yeah. I don't work in games industry, whatever. I'm sure it's complicated, but this is something on a PC. It's literally a setting in your settings. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's literally unlock frame rates.
Yeah, exactly, dude. Imagine playing a PC game and it's like a little lock bar. It's like grayed out. And the settings like pay $10 to unlock this setting. It's like, geez Louise.
Yeah. And then the $20 one is just to buy the PS4 Director's Cut. That's just to buy that. Mm-hmm. That's $20. And then $30 is you have regular PS4 and you want Director's Cut PS5. That's $30. So I have to pay $30. I'm just like, yeah. I already paid $60 for this game. You're telling me I have to pay an extra $30 for an up-res? And again, it's new content, new zone. But that's half the game. That's half the game. You don't pay half a game's worth for an up-res? That's ridiculous. I don't know.
It is a lot. That's kind of insane. I don't know. Sony's been doing some weird stuff. Some really cool stuff, but also some weird stuff. And this is definitely in the category of weird stuff. I don't understand that.
I think
they're so far ahead of Xbox and everyone else. Like, I just don't understand why they need to. I guess it's because they can, but it's like they can because, you know, people love PlayStation and they make really good games. But it's like, if you make this much money and you know, like, why do you feel like you have to nickel and dime people like this? I don't know.
It was a bit of a bummer because I really wanted to play the PS5 version of Ghost. Now I might just be like, either ends up being like a weird impulse buy or I just wait until it gets cheaper.
Yeah.
Because $30 is just hard to justify half a game's worth of just an upgrade of a game that I've already played.
For sure. For sure.
And I mean, I guess the next thing too with that. So I had to learn this lesson twice. So I started playing Last of Us Part 2 on my PS5, right? And mm-hmm. I realized, whenever I gave up my PS5, my PS4, I forgot to like hold on to my PS4 until I had the PS5 so I can do like the save files transfers.
Oh.
Because Brigham, I don't have any of my freaking save files for any games that I've beaten.
It's not saved on the cloud? Or you don't have PlayStation Plus?
You need PlayStation freaking Plus
to
save your games to the cloud. And it grinds my gears a little bit, Brigham. I don't like it.
Yeah. I do have to say that's kind of understandable because, you know, they have to save that stuff somewhere. They got to pay for the storage space.
Yeah.
You know,
I don't know. It's servers aren't free. Like, that's one of those like first world problems. It's like, oh my goodness. I really, it's almost like if I had known, I would have just gotten PlayStation Plus for like a month or two.
Yeah.
Just to hold on to my stuff and then. Mm-hmm. Then just download it to the hard drive whenever I got the chance. And I just didn't know that. I just assumed it would be there because they save everything else. You know, they save your trophies.
Mm-hmm.
And they save your game to the library, too, so you can just re-download it. And I was like, all right, yeah, surely the save files will come along with it, right? Nope. Play everything all over again.
So you're telling me that if you went out and you bought the Death Stranding Director's Cut, you'd have to start all over again?
Yeah, I mean, that's not that big of a deal because I played literally for 2 hours. So it's
okay.
It's more of a big deal for Last of Us because I beat the game, obviously, and I had a decent amount
like
of achievements.
Yeah, you too. You like did a ton of stuff in that game.
I did a ton of stuff in that game. And all I needed to do was play the new game plus, and I probably would have platinumed that game in like half the time. Like,
mm-hmm.
it only would have taken me about like half the game to platinum it from where I was. Now where I'm standing, I have to play the whole game over again and then platinum plus it. And then like new game plus and go again. Like, sure, your trophies are saved, so you don't have, there's a lot of stuff I don't have to redo, but like, I mean, I have to play the game 1.5 times again, and that game is not a freaking walk in the park.
Yeah.
So I took a little break on that, and I'm playing some Spider-Man because that game is a bit of a walk in the park. First world problems, man.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Is it, well, okay, how does it work for Xbox? Like, how do they do it?
Yeah, so Xbox, I feel like it's similar in terms of like, it, maybe it's up to developers. That being said, I do know that pretty much all the just run-of-the-mill upgrading textures, you know, adding the performance and the, what are the two modes that the games have now? It's like performance mode and
fidelity.
Fidelity mode. Yeah, those are, have, from what I've seen, have always been free additions to games. What they call them, like, you know, next-gen upgrades. And so whenever it happens, the little like logo of the game on your on, in your games library, it'll have like the little like XS logo on it, and so you know, oh, like this game's been optimized. That's the call, optimized for XS. So that's always been free. I haven't seen. I'm sure there has to be some sort of example of a game being like, oh, Madden. I think Madden was the one game. It was the same as for Xbox and PlayStation, where if you bought the previous gen version, you had to buy an upgrade. Like $30 or $20 upgrade to you know, unlock the next gen version, because that game, the Madden game in particular that I'm talking about, came out before the next gen consoles did, but also came out after they were already announced. So that's why they did it like that. So I think it is like up to the developers, but at least from what I've seen, when it comes to just, you know, these fidelity kind of upgrades, they've been free, which is nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, it's, and it's kind of hard to compare because Xbox doesn't have as much first party exclusives that Sony has. So it's like, I can be like, oh, yeah, like they've done this for all their first parties, but that's like three games. You know what I mean? So like, it's not a really good comparison.
Yeah, it is kind of hard because I feel like I never really hear about remasters for Xbox. Whenever I hear about remasters for specific games, which is like, it's just not an exclusive, it just goes everywhere anyways. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, when it comes to the only remastered Xbox exclusive game I can think of is like the Master Chief Collection, which obviously that was a big remaster, so that was a full price game, although it's not an Xbox Game Pass now. And I guess that's the thing too, it's like if they ever did come out the remaster, it'd be on Game Pass, so you wouldn't pay extra if you had Game Pass. So
it's kind of in a weird boat. I wonder if PlayStation could do that. If you have PlayStation Plus or PlayStation Now, you just get the remasters for free.
I mean, I honestly don't know why they don't put all their first parties on PlayStation Now. I feel like that'd be an easy win.
Right? Like, that's so strange that they're like, they pick and choose. They pick and choose what they're going to do on Now. I don't know if it's going to like evolve and change over time, but why? This is something they should copy from Xbox. If you have PS Now, all the first party exclusives should be on there for free. Like, all of them. Like,
Even if you don't make it like day one, make it like, you know, after they've been out for a year, then put on PlayStation Now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it doesn't have to be day one, like you said. Yeah, that makes more sense. I feel like companies need to copy each other more.
Yeah.
Why don't they? It's like, just because someone else did something cool doesn't mean that you can't just do the exact same thing. No one's gonna.
Yeah.
Even if people like say, oh, you're a copycat, who cares? They're still gonna use the feature.
Yeah. I think they do at some point. I think it's always like, I think the only time you ever see like hesitance is whenever the move that a company makes is initially make like losing them money. You know what I mean? And I'm pretty sure, I don't know anything about this, but I wouldn't be surprised if Xbox isn't making money off of Game Pass right now from like all the games they're putting out on there and all the deals they have to make to get third party games on there. So maybe that's why PlayStation is hesitant, because they're like, well, we don't need to. Like, people buy our games, they buy our consoles already. Like, we don't have to like incentivize them to buy our console. But at the same time, it's like, I don't know, it'd be a really good deal. I mean, I remember, you know, there was a time when everyone thought that Xbox Live was better than PlayStation Plus. And even though like PlayStation Plus was free and Xbox wasn't, and PlayStation made theirs, you had to pay a yearly fee. And then PlayStation came out with the whole, hey, we're going to give you two free games each month. And then so Xbox copied that and they started doing that too. So like, I feel like there are times, you know, they'll copy each other, but And obviously, like, the cross-play thing, too, that whole fiasco that happened, you know. So, I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised. I guess what I'm saying is that, like, even though PlayStation doesn't have all their games on PS Now right now, I wouldn't be surprised if, like, in a year from now, like, at some sort of PlayStation conference, they announce, hey, for now on, after a year of being available, all PlayStation exclusive games will be on PS Now or something like that. So that'd be cool.
Mm-hmm. You know who I'm jealous of right now? Everyone that didn't have a PS4 and now has a PS5, and all they're doing is just playing all the PS4 games.
Yeah.
Because I got nothing to freaking do, bro.
Yeah, it's kind of a low point right now. There's not too much out.
Yeah, unless I just... The summer sale is going on right now, right? The Steam summer sale.
That's true. I bought one game. Did you buy anything?
No, I haven't even looked because I'm scared. I don't want to look. I feel like it's going to force me to buy something.
Yeah, I bought a game for $1. It was Black Desert Online. I've heard so much about it, and I was like, it's only $1. I played for like 5 minutes, and I was like, okay, I'm good.
There's $1. There you go.
Yeah, I was like, I'm glad I paid only $1 for it. I mean, it's okay. Maybe I'll go back to it, but I don't know.
It's like playing a carnival game. You just give them $1 and you play for like 5 minutes. Like, all right, yep. I'll see you. And then, okay, I'm opening up Steam right now to see what's going on. But yeah, this is actually the first Blade. Summer sale.
The first summer Mountain sale. Blade 2 is pretty good. Yeah.
Let's see here. Like, what are people playing right now on Steam? Like, what's the big Steam?
Oh, hey, game? The Sims 4 is on sale for $5. I may get that for my sister.
Oh, that'd be a good one, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. Audience members, just hold tight. We'll just go through Steam's summer sale real quick.
Yeah, yeah. There's always really good deals on here. I love Steam summer sales. It gets me hyped. Blizzard actually copied the idea, and they're having a summer sale as well. So for those of you who aren't playing World of Warcraft, it is on sale.
World of Warcraft is on sale?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like going 25% off. It's like $30, something like that.
Horizon's on sale, $29.99.
Oh, that's a good deal. Yeah. If you haven't played Horizon yet, that's an awesome deal. I love that game. Yeah. I heard someone said that was like the worst PS4 exclusive. I was like, are you freaking kidding me?
Okay.
Are you crazy?
I mean, maybe he's saying that. I mean, I guess it's all relative. Maybe he's not saying it's a bad game. He's just saying that's like, in his rankings of exclusive, it's not the best.
Yeah, I mean, he says the weakest. He says the weakest. I still don't agree with that at all, but I don't know. I just was so surprised. I thought the game was so good. Like, the gameplay, the story.
What are we comparing it to here? Like,
Uncharted? Come on, it's better than Uncharted 4.
Yeah, for sure.
Ghost of Tsushima. I think it's better than Ghost of Tsushima, although it's pretty comparable. I'm not going to say it's better than Last of Us Part 2. I prefer playing it over Last of Us Part 2, but I mean, Last of Us Part 2 is such a masterclass, I think, in storytelling.
I think it's better than Uncharted for sure, and I think it's about the same as Ghost. I think Ghost is a little bit better for me just because I like samurais.
Mm-hmm. That's fair. Oh, Journey? Journey's on PC now? What? That was a PlayStation game. If you haven't played Journey yet, that is a great game.
I have not heard it.
Oh my gosh. It's only like an hour long. It's just a really great artistic gaming experience. It's only $8. Totally worth it. Ooh, this game looks cool. Snowtopia Ski Resort Builder. Oh my, I'm actually going to have to put this on my wish list. This looks awesome, dude. I love those kind of like Sim City. Roller Coaster Tycoon kind of games and like building a ski park. Oh, dude, I am so down for this.
I've heard so much about Journey. Very positive reviews, eh?
Yeah, it's good. I don't think you'd regret it.
Yeah. Anyway.
Okay.
All right. I think that's what we got.
Can I go on a little rant? What?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
I need to go on a little rant, okay? So 9.1 World of Warcraft patch came out. A lot of people have mixed feelings about it. And I kind of just want to know, like, I guess it's more of a question for you, Herb, because you play the game a little bit and then you quit. But a lot of people right now are really upset because they feel like that World of Warcraft doesn't respect a player's time. And it's such like a vague thing to say, especially for MMOs. but they're always like, oh, like Blizzard devs hate the players. Blizzard devs, they don't respect the players' time. They're trying to make us do all these things just to keep us in the game. But then when they go down, but then when they actually start talking about details about it, it's like they don't like grinds. They think, oh, it's like, you know, I don't want to be sitting here grinding things. But at the same time, I see people complaining that there's nothing to do. They're like, oh my gosh, like I hate this time gating in the game. I can only get like a couple. There's this thing called Renown, which is basically like a battle pass system. And they're like, oh my gosh, I can only get like 2 points in my battle pass system a week. And I have to come back next week to do more. It's just this arbitrary thing to keep me in the game. And so I don't know. It's just like this weird, it's kind of frustrating because it's like, I feel like so many times in World of Warcraft, people have different opinions on what the game should be. And so that's why it always seems like everyone's arguing because people have conflicting viewpoints. And so I guess like, what do you think? Like, you know, you play Shadowlands, you quit. Like, do you feel like the game or just MMOs in general are too grindy? Or do you think that that grind is an important part of the MMO experience?
I think the grind is part of the MMO experience. I think if you don't like grinds, then why are you playing MMOs? That's my initial feeling. I think the whole point of what makes an MMO good is the grind rewarding enough? I think that's what it is. Like, do you feel totally like you're getting something out of it? And can you progress in your gameplay with the grind efficiently? Like, there's an extreme to it. There's too much grind, for sure. Like, the Azerite thing was, like, way too much grind, in my opinion. I feel like we were going nowhere with that. Just farming Azerite points to infinity. So it was like, what are we doing? But yeah, I didn't feel like I was grinding too much in Shadowlands. I wouldn't say that's why I quit. It definitely sounds like two different types of people that want two different kind of things out of their gaming are arguing, and it's like, you're playing the wrong game, bro.
I agree. I think grinds are important. People say that the game doesn't respect the player's time, and they say it's because they're like, oh, like there's no deterministic gear. It's like there's all these like they equate like these things like random loot drops to loot boxes, and it's like I just feel like that's such a weird thing. It's like yeah, sure, you can have some deterministic rewards, but that randomness, like being able to go to a raid and not knowing if you're going to get something or not, and like that excitement of like, you know, oh, hey, my piece of gear dropped. Yeah, it's part of the game. Oh. I think you're totally right, though. Like, it's just all about the rewarding experience. And I think that right now, it's probably the biggest problem with World of Warcraft is that it's just not very rewarding. And I think the reason why it's not very rewarding is because every patch, it's a seasonal game. You know what I mean? Like, whenever a new patch comes out, everything from the previous patch is invalidated. Like, they boost the item level in dungeons. You know, they make everything, like, they added some sort of new power system. And, you know what I mean? Like, every expansion is like a season, right? Because, like, you know, Azerite gear is in BFA. Shadowlands comes out. Azerite gear is deleted from the game. You know what I mean? So, yeah, it feels like you're kind of just, like, running in circles. You're catching the same. Instead of, like, catching new carrots, you're catching the same carrot. And it's like a catch and release system where it's like you get the carrot on the stick, and then next patch comes out, the game takes away from you, and then it asks you to do all these jump through all these hoops to get it back again. And I feel like that's where the frustration comes from. That's definitely where my frustration is with the game. It's like I play it because I have friends that play it. I enjoy the gameplay, but I can't honestly say that the gameplay loop of getting gear and stuff is rewarding because, it's like we've just had this kind of seasonal theme for multiple expansions now where they're just so afraid of giving us more and more without taking things away. Because, you know, which makes sense. It's like 5-6 expansions. Like there's bloat, right? Like if you keep giving players more and more stuff, you're going to have a character with like 100 buttons on their screen. And you know what I mean? Like it just becomes too much. So I get it's a hard problem, but yeah, I don't know. If you haven't noticed, there's been a lot of negativity towards World of Warcraft right now. Everyone's saying it's a dead game, which I guess they're always saying that, but everyone's talking about Final Fantasy XIV. Yeah.
I think the main problem right now is the lack of content. I think for me, grinding gear and grinding experience and all that stuff, that's like normal and part of the game if there's continuously new content. And it feels like you said, you guys were on the same patch, on the same raid for months. And that's when you're like, why am I grinding? Like, what are we even doing right now? So it's like, if you're grinding new gear, if you need new gear to go experience new content, that makes sense. And it's like the people that, if you feel like the game is seasonal, look, that's fine. Then take a break and come back when the season returns. It's totally fine, people. Like, it sounds like some people are just like, oh, it doesn't respect my time. It sounds like you just need a break.
Yeah, that's a good point too. But the funny thing is that you said, like, you know, get gear for the next patch. I think the problem is that you don't have to get gear for the next patch. You know,
that's the problem. Yeah.
You can just wait and then the next patch comes out and they'll just give you the gear for free. So
no, that's BS. What are you, we're not playing the game anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a balance. Yeah. You know, for someone who doesn't play WoW, you have very good, you're very, very wise points on MMOs. Yeah, for sure. I definitely agree with all of that.
That decade of WoW didn't go anywhere. I was there. I felt it. I felt all the highs and lows. You weren't there for some of the, for a couple of the lows.
Yeah.
For those 2 years you were gone. I was like, there were some lows in those years too. But yeah, I think while is just stuck in this problem of like, how do we appease the casual MMO player while still being faithful to like the purest view of an MMO. Cause the purest view of an MMO is like, yeah, there's no way they would give you new gear. They would like update your gear automatically. There's no way. That's a huge portion of the game. It's like your gear is now obsolete and you need to get better so you can experience the new content. That's just, I mean, that's what I like. I mean, whenever I played, I loved leveling up, going through cool dungeons a couple of times, get better gear, get to a new dungeon, get to a new raid, etc. Like progressing. Like I felt like my grind of getting gear and getting experience and all that stuff was being rewarded by being able to do cool new content. So as long as that kept going, I was fine. It was just like my taste of gaming just shifted away from that. So
yeah.
So the people that are like, oh, this is too grindy, you're playing the wrong game, man. It's like, and the people that are like, I'm not being rewarded, like, I feel for them. Because it's like, the game is not, stop rewarding the purists to, like, appease the casual gamer. When a casual gamer just needs to take a break every once in a while and come back to the game to play some more. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I totally agree. I think it's very true. And I think with WoW Classic and Burning Crusade Classic out, that's something I've definitely noticed and have enjoyed from those games, that even though they are much more of a slog and the gameplay is bad, I feel so much more rewarded for getting characters up to level, getting gear, because I know like it's unlocking content. You know what I mean? Like you can't see the content unless you do the work. And even though part of it sounds like a pain, like it just makes it so much more fun. So yeah, that's my WoW rant.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's interesting to see how WoW is evolving. And I'm interested to see where they go from here, because, yeah, they're just stuck in this cycle of like of rocking on a hard place. Like, who do we satisfy here? Mm-hmm. So we'll see. See what Blizzard does.
True.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, and we hope you come back next time. And be sure to share the show with your gamer friends. Give us a follow on Twitter at BasementGaming9 and your podcast listening app of choice. That being said, catch you guys next time.
Peace.